Good morning, everyone. Grand rising. This is Dr. Rev Joanna Johnston. And today there was a hurricane that was going by, Hurricane Ian. And thankfully, it never hit us. It went through past Mexico, Cancun, and it just went straight into, I guess, who knows where. I think it hit Cuba pretty bad. And I believe it's on its way, and Canary Islands. And I believe it's on its way to Florida right now. So, you know, last night we were kind of like worried, but at the same time we're like, eh, we're probably gonna get a lot of rain, and we didn't even get any of that. I'm kind of bummed. But electricity was kept coming off and on. So, you know, I was like, oh, I'm hoping and praying that I can be able to, you know, go be able to do this radio show, and I'm glad I did. I'm glad I'm able to do it. So today I wanted to talk about something very important. And something I've been wanting to share for quite some time. I want to talk about B12 and iron deficiency. Okay. I have been struggling with this for the past 2 years since 2020. I don't know what the heck happened. I don't know. It's like, it's funny. It's like since the COVID thing, then all of a sudden I got hit with something. I don't know. I never caught COVID. But I did catch a really horrible flu in February 2020, and it wasn't the COVID, but it felt like it was. But I just never lost the taste bud part, like other people were talking about. I guess it was a different strand, maybe, but it was very heavy. I couldn't breathe. I had to like sit up. And but anyway, shortly after that hit me, I ended up having vertigo, really bad, and I didn't understand what the problem was. I didn't understand why, and it happened usually after my, you know, menstrual cycle. All of a sudden, I would have vertigo for days, and I would not be able to turn it off. Like, you know, the whole world would be spinning and all of that. But it only lasted like maybe a few days, maybe a week early of February 2020. And then shortly after, I believe it was late December of 2020, I'm trying to remember, or 2021, one of those years, I started to feel the vertigo again, and the vertigo lasted a whole month. I had no idea what it was. I went to the doctors. I was like, what the hell's going on? Why am I spinning? You know, what is happening here? And I was thinking at the time, I was thinking, because I was on medicine for my sleep, and I was thinking, well, maybe it had something to do with that. And I totally just wrote it off like that. And then after a month, I was taking pills for dizziness, and that was fine. And then I was better. And then, lo and behold, it hits me again, 2022, 2 months in a row, vertigo. And finally, I started doing some research about it, and I ended up finding out something very interesting. Frequent bouts about dizziness and vertigo can indicate B12 deficiency. You may experience a feeling of wobbles when you get up too fast from a sitting position. You may also feel dizzy when you walk up or down the stairs. It could also be dangerous. So really, and the funny thing is I eat a lot of meat. Okay, I used to be vegetarian and all that, but then I decided, oh, you know what, because of the vertigo and the iron deficiency, I mean, I've always had iron deficiency. For years, but it was always like, just take a pill, you know, daily and you'll be fine. And then in 2020, then it got to a point where I needed injections every 3 months. You know, one lot of injections is three injections, and which really sucks. So 3 days I would have to get iron injection, and then I would wait 3 months, and then I have to have another one. So it's like I'm very chronic. And it's really weird because I never used to have it that bad. And I'm trying to figure out, like, what the hell? Why am I so deficient? What is going on? And it started in 2020 when I started having to get injections because I had to go to the doctor. The doctor says, oh, you are very, very anemic and you need to get injections. I said, what the hell? I eat meat. You know, no, actually at the time, no, I'm sorry. I forgot. But no, I was vegetarian. And then I realized, you know what? I'm just going to eat meat again. Obviously, that's probably the problem. So I've been eating meat since 2020 and still have a problem. It didn't matter. Doesn't matter. And the reason why I'm talking about all this, you know, I'm going through all this right now, my vertigo, it's not very good. But today I'm a lot better after having four B12 injections. And hopefully today will be my fifth, and then finally everything will just go away. And I was watching a thing about a woman who had B12 deficiency, and she felt like she was going to die. You know, her hands were turning inward, like she ended up just dropping on the floor. She was fatigued, she had vertigo, she was really going through suffering for a long, long time. She didn't know what the hell it was. She's been to doctors. The doctors couldn't even help her. Of course, they could have, but they just didn't want to tell her. So she ended up going, I guess, to a holistic doctor, and the doctor basically said, "Yep, you're deficient in. Let's check out your B12 levels first." And they checked, and then they said, "Yeah, you're very, very deficient. That's the problem." So shortly after she got her B12 injections, she was like, most of her symptoms were non-existent, or it felt like it went away. So it's very, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because it's very serious, and a lot of us, we tend to write it off like, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm a little dizzy, or I'm a little fatigued, but that's kind of normal, you know, or I have this problem or this disease or whatever. But they don't really look at the root of the issue, and the root of the issue is deficiency and how dangerous this is. Because if you think about it, like many of the doctors, or I'm sorry, the sailors, I'll get to the doctors in a minute, many of the sailors that have, you know, sailed for days and months out in the sea, you know, they're dying of scurvy. They're dying of scurvy, and which is deficiency of vitamin C. They're not getting enough vitamin C, so they develop this disease, scurvy, and it kills them off, okay? But the doctors, that's what I meant to say, the doctors, they're not going to tell you a lot of things. They're going to keep things hidden, most of them, because they want to push other things on you. And with a woman that had B12 deficiency, the doctor was like, "Hey, you know what? Maybe you're depressed. Let me just give you a, write you up a prescription for depression." She's like, "It has nothing to do with depression. I just can't move my limbs. I can't move my arms. Like, I'm heavy. There's something wrong with me." So what I'm finding out that is very wrong, and what is going on, and what is being hidden from the public, is, you know, you've heard about the GMO, genetically modified food. And this genetically modified food is basically used on the purpose of, you know, because to feed the population. And, you know, not believe, well, they're in their belief, or having others believe, that we don't have enough to go around, so we're just going to create genetically modified foods to feed the rest of the poor population or whatever, you know what I mean? And keep the good stuff for us, you know, for the elite or whatever. And what the genetically modified food is, it doesn't have enough nutrients. So, you know, you go shopping at Walmart, you go shopping at, you know, certain grocery stores, your local grocery store, they're going to have GMO, genetically modified food. And I realized it was a big factor many, many years ago. Many years ago, I found this out. I think it was back in 2012, 2013, that this was going to be pushed forward. And I didn't really realize the issue at the time. But I did hear a lot of stories that people that were eating genetically modified food, they ended up getting diseases. Lots of diseases, you know, from, again, deficiencies, problems with their bones, problems with their teeth. They're not getting enough minerals that they should be receiving in their body. And they're just passing it off as, oh, it's just an illness. I just have an illness. In reality, it is a deficiency. So it's very important that I put this out there. It's a shame. You know, I was looking at Mike Adams. I used to follow him a lot, Health Ranger. And it's unfortunate that when I type his name, that he doesn't really pop up. You know, because the whole algorithms are just trying to push him down. You could tell, you know, he's been shadow banned because he's speaking the truth about your health, you know, things that you need to know. And, you know, it's just insane how I'm like typing his name, and then obviously he does not pop up anywhere, hardly. Or if he pops up, they're always talking down about him, like really manipulating what's out there, you know, manipulating the algorithms, manipulating, you know, all the information. And it's just like really coming to light, like, wow, this is an unfortunate thing. Because before he was really huge on YouTube, he was really sharing a lot of powerful information for people that were, you know, that are sick, you know, for cancer, for all these other problems. And he's like, hey, just eat this fruit or that fruit or this, you know, eat this type of vegetable and you're going to be fine. You know what I mean? And that's all you need to do. And I guess he went to Peru or he went to Ecuador, and you know, that's where all the lively foods are. I mean, the really delicious lively foods, you know, and I'm possibly considering, my husband and I, we might be considering, I mean, we don't know for sure, but I'm like, maybe we just need to just move south, you know, maybe we need to just get out of here. I mean, we're in Mexico, but you know, Mexico's just hit with so much genetic crap, it's not even funny. GMO stuff. Okay. Not unless, obviously, if you're growing your own food, you have maybe your own, you know, seeds, heirloom seeds are very, very important, then you can do that. But I remember going to living in Ecuador, there was a lot of food, like a lot of vegetables and a lot of fruits everywhere that were extremely organic, just growing everywhere. Just very, very amazing food that you could be eating, you know? So that is a big issue. And I remember listening to a guy named Dr. George Green, many, many years ago. He used to hang out with the elites. You know, he was talking on YouTube years ago. He hung out with the elite people at one time, and he ended up, you know, having an awakening basically when they started coming on to his 14-year-old daughter. Then he's like, you know what, hell to hell with you. I don't want to be a part of you guys anymore. If you're looking at my daughter, go to hell, you know. And he did mention this. He mentioned this, and he even moved to Ecuador. And he said, what's happening in the northern hemispheres is they're going to be poisoning your foods. They're going to poison your foods, and they're going to poison the waters. And a lot of the elite, the people that are very, very, you know, high end, they're living in places like Paraguay, Ecuador, Chile, you know, places where they have control of the water, because the water is good water down there. Somewhere in the area is good water. I can't, you know, from my experience in Ecuador, I lived in Ecuador and the water was not that great. I drank the water and it was not good. Okay, let's put it that way. I ended up having amoeba for 2 weeks. I almost died. I don't know where he's getting that, but maybe there's a specific area in southern South America that's extremely, really bad. Like, I mean, really, it's really good for water, and I believe it's Paraguay, something to do with that area. But anyway, so a lot of this information, it's like it's all coming to light, and I'm starting to see it now that it's affecting my health. You know, when it gets to a point where it affects my health and I have vertigo and the world's spinning and I'm having iron deficiency problems where I can't breathe. You know, I don't have enough oxygen. I mean, and having to get injections. I have a chronic condition now. It's like, what the frick, you know? And then I was reading to not drink too much coffee, because coffee, alcohol, and certain teas, like I think Lipton tea, can block the hemoglobin production for your iron intake. So I ended up learning that as well. And I'm like, you know what? Okay. I mean, I love coffee. I do. Once in a great while, I have my coffee. But it's very important for those of you who are anemic to not have so much coffee. You know, have take in a lot of vitamin C, real vitamin C, not the fake vitamin C or the fake limes and lemons that don't have any seeds in it. You know, we get a lot of that, by the way, down here. We get a lot of limes that have no seeds, but we make sure we find the ones that do have seeds, okay? And that's very helpful because it helps you to absorb your iron better. Even the little vitamin C tablets are pretty good. You just throw them in your water, and then if you're eating like a steak, a ground beef or whatever, any type of meat, it's good to have that. So I've been doing that a lot lately too. But it is very frightening, guys. It is very frightening. And there's something else I wanted to mention, what I also believe could be the problem. Here, down here in Mexico, certain parts of Mexico, and I'm sure all of South America, because I, you know, even it's pretty much all over the world now. There's a lot of iron, there's a lot of fluoride salt. Okay. What fluoride does, it attacks the nervous system, which is a no duh, no brainer. Okay. And that is the problem. That is the situation. You know, fluoride salt and fluoride water. I remember going to Spain, they had fluoride water, fluoride salt. Same with Egypt, you know, but they tell you it has fluoride in it. Okay. Here in Mexico, I don't think we have fluoride water because if we did, it, you know, they would have to tell us. But they do have fluoride salt, and that attacks your nervous system. You know, you can end up getting balance problems, vertigo, a lot of serious health conditions. Of course, you know, you're putting something toxic in your body, and that's why I don't like to eat out much. I really don't like to eat out much because they put a lot of this fluoride salt in there. And I think that could be a big piece of why I'm having vertigo problems. You know, not only being B12 deficient, but then here you go. We go out every now and then, go out to eat, and then, you know, they're piling on fluoride salt into your food. Okay. So, you know, that doesn't make me feel good. So now it's like, you know what? Every time we go out to eat, I have to bring my own salt and say, look, use the salt. Do not use that salt. That's effing toxic, you know? In America, they've been using fluoride water for ages, since the 70s. I'm sure you are aware of that, okay? And again, it attacks your nervous system. When it attacks your nervous system, you're not able to be, you know, be able to coordinate, walk, balance. You're gonna have a lot of serious issues. And that's why nutrition is so freaking important, more than anything right now. I highly recommend you look up Dr. George Green. Dr. George Green, he, like I said, many years ago, he was on Project Camelot, and he used to roll with the Illuminati people. Like, I don't know if you would call him Illuminati. People give him that categorized name, but you know what I mean. The cabal, the bankers. He hung out with the high-end people, okay? The archons and all that. And he ended up waking up to the reality, hey, you know what? You got a thing for my daughter. She's only 14 years old. I think one of the Kennedys wanted to get with her, and he just said, to hell with you guys. I don't want to work with you guys. I don't want to be a part of you anymore. So he ended up knowing a lot about what these guys were doing, a lot of inside information. And I started watching him, I think 2010, 11, and he moved to Ecuador. He moved to Cuenca, Ecuador. And he said, most of the food in North America, Europe, all these places are going to be poisoned. They're going to be poisoned, you know, the food, the water, and the more south you go is going to be better. But at the same time, you know, I did live in Ecuador and they do have fluoride salt there. But the nutrients, the food is very, very organic in Costa Rica, Ecuador, Peru, you know, all those places, even Colombia, extremely organic foods. But in Mexico now, like I said, in Mexico, they're becoming more, you know, a lot of GMO stuff going on here. And something, I remember one guy was posting something in our Crypto Millionaires group. He said, you know what a banana is supposed to look like? And I go, what? How's it supposed to look like? He says, a real banana, and this is going to trip you guys out. A real banana has seeds in it, like real big seeds. You can tell, like lumpy seeds. I said, what? And he said, yeah, that's exactly how my mom used to make my bananas. You know, used to put bananas in my cereal or oatmeal, and you can see the lumpy seeds inside your bananas. I go, what the hell? I never seen anything like that. And it was a shock to me. I said, that's how bananas are supposed to look like. And I'm way down here, you know, in the Yucatan. And every now and then we'll get these purple bananas, and they are freaking delicious. They taste like vanilla pudding, okay? Inside is like kind of yellowish, you know, it's delicious, but I'm not seeing no seeds. So there's a lot of things, like we're not being told the whole truth. I'm sure Dr. Sebi at the time, he was trying to warn people too. Certain foods you should be eating and certain foods you should not be eating. Stay away from white cauliflower, stay away from white onions or anything white because it takes away the minerals from your system. All that type of stuff. So it's so freaking important, guys. It really is. I mean, now it's affecting my life at this in my age group. It's affecting me, and it's like, oh my gosh, when you wake up in the morning and then all of a sudden I have vertigo and I cannot barely get out of bed and my husband has to give me injections, literally. Like he knows how to do all that stuff from his prior training back in the day. But yeah, so I think it's very crucial for everyone to get B12 injections. And it's 5 injections every day, every day, 5 days. You get those injections and you're going to be 100% up to 6 months or a year. It's actually, you're supposed to get it every 6 months or at least a year. And you won't feel so foggy headed, you won't feel so dizzy. You won't have balance problems. You'll have memory. You'll have more memory. Your blurred vision. If you don't, B12 deficiency is really bad. You get blurred vision, memory problems, vertigo. That's why I'm sharing this with you. Also, Crohn's disease. I actually found that out. If you have B12 deficiency and you have Crohn's disease, you need B12. You need B12 badly. Okay. B12 and iron. B12 and iron are very, very linked with each other. So it's extremely important that you learn about nutrition. You learn about what is really food and what isn't really food. What is really, like they were saying, even carrots. I think it was Dr. Sebi was talking about carrots, that carrots is not even a real vegetable, that it was created genetically in a lab. I mean, there's a lot of things that we're not aware of. But it's very important to learn about that. And I believe a good book from him would be very, very helpful. But yeah, what a wake-up call. When you're having vertigo and you could barely freaking, walk around or anything, that's when you start asking questions like, what the hell? How did this happen? Why am I in this predicament? And again, it started back in 2020 when the whole COVID thing started. And I have no idea, but it was crazy. It wasn't until then, and then all of a sudden I was told by the nurse, you need to get iron injections. I'm like, what? And it was after I had this horrible flu. It could have been the COVID. I'm sure it was. But I didn't have like the loss of taste like I mentioned earlier. But it was very similar to the COVID. Horrible in the chest, liquid in the chest, and it was horrible. I felt really dizzy, and one day I would feel like I would feel better, that I would heal, and then the next day I would feel like I just dropped down on my face, like you just felt like you got hit, ran over by a truck. It was very bad. And shortly after I got hit with that, that's when I started realizing, oh my God, I need iron injections, I need B12 injections, what the hell's going on? And I am a meat eater, I eat meat. I was a vegetarian, I did the vegan thing, and it was because of that, I was taking a lot of B12. But then I decided, well, if I'm eating meat, why do I need to take B12 injections? I should be perfectly fine, but that's not the case. For some reason, maybe I'm not able to get enough minerals even from the meat. I'm not getting enough minerals. Why would I need injections? Exactly. So it could be, it could be an issue. Maybe we're taking something in that can block the production of B12 or the production of your hemoglobin, and coffee is one of them, and alcohol, and I think Lipton tea is one of them. But it's pretty insane, guys. But this is why I'm having this show right now, so to help educate you guys, it's best to learn. I never thought it would ever hit me hard like this. It's happened like 3 times already, and finally I'm like, okay. You know what? B12 injections it is, I guess. But the whole point of it is GMO. They're not putting a lot of minerals, they're not growing foods where we're able to get a lot of minerals from. And that's why a lot of people are getting really sick with all these illnesses. They don't understand where it's coming from. And it's all because they're not getting enough minerals. And one of the most important minerals to have, not only just B12 and iron, is magnesium and zinc and vitamin D3. Very, very important to have in your system, especially if you want to fight off colds, flus. B12 is really good with that too, by the way. There's a lot of minerals. I mean, a lot of things I'm not even speaking of, but we are very lacking in magnesium and zinc as well. So it's something to really pay attention to, you know. But best thing to do, you know, as I mentioned before, get some heirloom seeds and start growing your own fruits and vegetables. At least you know you're in control of, you know, the seeds. You know exactly what you're growing, because we don't even know where these other seeds are coming from. These other seeds could be, again, genetically modified. You know, we don't know. We have no idea where they're coming from. And it's like GMO is like eating food. It's like eating TV food or microwave food. You're not getting any nutrients, and you're thinking you're getting nutrients, but it's just to fill your stomach so you can feel full. Okay? That's not eating healthy. And what really sucks too is you go shopping thinking that you're getting all the organic food and everything, and it's not as organic as you think it is. Even the organic stores, like Whole Foods, Jimbo's, there's another food place, Sprouts, I believe. Not always. I mean, I'm not saying 100%, but not always. Just because the label says organic means it's organic. So it's very important, and they do this deliberately. They're doing this deliberately without you knowing anything. And the most important thing is we have to learn to not rely on them anymore. Relying on them, we need to gain back our own power, our balls, and say, hey, you know what? I'm gonna grow my own stuff. I'm gonna go fishing. I'm gonna do my own hunting. I'm not even gonna freaking rely on you anymore. And that's the whole problem. You know, we've been so used to living on their plantation that we've been, you know, we've been their consumers for many, many, many years, many, many centuries. Well, centuries ago, I'm sure a lot of us, we already knew how to go out there and get our own foods. But a lot of us, we have been extremely dependent on the state for everything, you know? Oh, and everyone freaks out when COVID hit. We couldn't get our groceries, and we had to put our mask on and all that. Maybe that was a sign for us to say, you know what? You know, either put up with this bullshit or you go hunting yourself. You know, take matters in your own hands. And it's really funny. A lot of people, they end up waking up too. They're like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna go hunting. I'm gonna hunt for my own food. My ex-husband, who's the father of my kids here, he's like, yeah, I'm hunting for pig now. I went hunting for this and hunting for deer. And I'm like, good for you. I mean, you're doing what you have to do, you know? And he's like, yeah, because shit's about to hit the fan. And I go, yeah, I get it. I get it. It's because, you know, their whole system is collapsing. And you know this, China. Supposedly China collapsed already. I don't know if it's true or what, but that's what happened. I don't know if you've ever heard about the British pound. The British pound has collapsed as well. It's collapsing. It's as low as the dollar almost. It's that bad. So the whole empires are collapsing, and we have to get to a point where we're like, you know what? We need to learn to rely on ourselves somehow, some way. We need to move out to the countryside. Go to a place where we're growing our own food and get away from a lot of these housing developments, you know, the suburbia, all this stuff where you're living in cardboard boxes, houses, and everything. Like, you know, obviously, it's like for cattle, and start really making important decisions in life. Or if you choose to live like that, then really learn about nutrition and know exactly where to go shop. You know, go to the farmers markets and make sure that they are organic, of course. It is a shame. It is a shame what's going on. So, you know, if you are ever, you know, if you ever get hit with something like vertigo, shortness of breath, you're feeling really cold, you're getting major chills, you don't know why, you don't know where it's coming from, you're feeling dizzy, you're feeling faint. I mean, that's iron deficiency too. B12 as well. You know, just there, you should read about it. Read up on those is very, very, very important. And a lot of us were overlooking that and we're bypassing that. And we're looking at other ideas like, oh, it could be an illness. What illness is this? You know, and I was hearing something about like other women, they're talking about BPPD or whatever, like some type of illness when they're on their menstrual cycle, but it's an illness. And I'm thinking, it's a deficiency. That's all I can say, you know, especially if it hits you during your menses, if you're a woman, and you have vertigo, it's a deficiency. It's a hormonal deficiency. And what controls hormones? B12 controls hormones. So if you're deficient in that, of course, your hormones are going to be out of whack. So anyway, that's the most important thing I wanted to share with you all. It's so important. People suffering all over the world and they don't even know what's going on to them. They have no idea what's happening to them. And it's important that you know. And look up B12 deficiency, look up iron deficiency, other types of deficiencies, and you're going to find out, wow, you know, here's this doctor's trying to prescribe me drugs and all I needed was a vitamin or a mineral to take. It's insane, isn't it? Absolutely insane. So hopefully this session, this podcast has helped you guys, has awakened you guys. I hope so. Very, very important. And I just wanted to put it out there because I know many, many people are suffering right now and they have no idea what the hell's going on. And other people that have vertigo, they're being told, oh, you have ear problems. Okay. That there's a fluid within the ear. And that's what happened to me. Like a month ago, I went to a doctor and the doctor goes, oh, your ears are infected. You need, you know, 5 shots of antibiotics. So I said, okay, fine. Yeah. My ear was kind of infected anyway. So I got the injections and then I thought, okay, everything's fine. I'm clearing. Everything's getting better, you know? But I realized, and I said, but it doesn't make any sense because it's only when I go through my menstrual cycle is when it hits on the fifth day. It doesn't make sense if it's an ear infection. So then I wait a month, you know, I'm feeling better now. And then all of a sudden I get the menses again and bam, I get the vertigo. And I'm like, what? Okay. I knew it had to do with a hormonal problem. So that's when I did some research. B12 is linked with hormones and linked with, if you're not in vertigo, if you're not balanced enough and everything else, just horrible stuff, anything to do with a nervous system. So yeah, good to start reading up and be aware, and also look up Mike Adams. If you haven't heard of him, he's the Health Ranger. Like I said, if you type in Mike Adams, it's funny on Google. They have all these articles to bash him. It's so bad. All these articles to bash him to make him sound like he's a nutcase, you know, and he's a conspiracy theorist. And you can tell they're really affecting people who are speaking the truth. And that's why me being on YouTube has been a problem. You know, I'm trying to speak the truth about secured creditor, about other ways how to deal with debt situations or lawsuits and judgments and tax problems where people don't have to live their lives scared anymore. You know, scared of the IRS. And I'm sure you've heard about the IRS. Now they're armed and dangerous. They're out there carrying a gun so they can come knocking at your door and say, hey, are you paying your taxes? Oh, you're not? Well, I'm going to pull my gun at you. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous, isn't it? It's ridiculous. So people like me, like Mike Adams, you know, we're all speaking our truth, trying to help those out there to educate you all that you have a lot more power than you realize, that, you know, if you pay attention to your nutrition, learn about nutrition, learn about your rights, learn about, you know, the power of being a secured creditor, if you will, or an American national or an American indigenous, it could save you a lot of heartache, heart attack, stress, and all of that in your life, you know? And I hear a lot of people, it's just so sad, like a lot of people that are doing their, you know, Americans that are crypto traders are just like, oh, constantly having to show their profits. Oh, my profit. And then they got to report it to the IRS. Only if you are a U.S. citizen, of course you have to. But when the day you say, hey, I'm an American national and I'm a secure creditor, and you transmit that social security number and everything, you don't even have to worry about all that. You know, I haven't paid taxes in 20 years. I haven't had any problems. I still have my passport. I have no issues, you see, because I have knowledge. I have knowledge that I can travel anywhere in the world and not even have to worry where everyone else is freaking out. They can't even leave their freaking country. They're afraid. And that has been my mission, is to help bring light to the situation that there's nothing to really be afraid. There's nothing to fear, but yet you've been programmed to live in fear all your life. You see. So, you know, we all have to make decisions in our lives, do your own due diligence, and that's the best that we can do. And hopefully, my words will be able to help you out greatly, at least to help you to make better decisions and choices, and, you know, move out of the chattel mode, chattel mode of believing that you're a chattel and you're, you know, you're worthless, you know. The whole point, and here's a really interesting, gosh, it's a really interesting, what do you call it? Little post that I saw today on one of my feeds, and I want to share it with you if I can find it. It's, oh yeah, it says, remember, if our situation was hopeless, their propaganda wouldn't be necessary. Keep on going. Isn't that brilliant? Remember, if our situation was hopeless, their propaganda wouldn't be so necessary. So, and it's very true. If we are so hopeless, if it's a hopeless situation, and the archons or whoever that are trying to control everybody have all this power, why is their propaganda so damn necessary? Why do they have to keep on censoring your words, censoring your truth, censoring you on Facebook, censoring you on Google, censoring you on YouTube? It's because you matter. You really matter. And that is the most important thing. And that's why it's so important that I do put this information out. And this is why I use my podcast or Spotify to put this information out, because I cannot really talk about this on YouTube. Obviously, they would shut my channels down, you know? So the only way I can do that is, hey, here so far on Podbean, there I'm allowed to. As long as I don't talk against the COVID and talk against the vaccines, I'm good, right? So just know, yeah, you know, it's a big witch hunt going on. And pretty soon they may, I don't know, but they may end up coming after, going after the ones that decided to go against the vaccines. There's a big thing about that. And you know, and when you think about it, look at the division. Look at the division that has been happening since the whole COVID pandemic. You know, friends that weren't invited over to parties because they didn't have the vaccine. And it's very, very insane. You know, insane. But anyway, much love and light, guys. And I wish you well. And check out my website, joannajohnson.com, if you'd like to have an intuitive reading or maybe a quantum healing hypnosis. But I do my quantum healing hypnosis online. Some people are against that. They don't think it works, but it does. It doesn't make a difference, quantum healing hypnosis. And also BQH, it's beyond quantum hypnosis. So I would pretty much, I tell everyone I do that because I can do it online. And what quantum healing hypnosis is, if you have any like illnesses, ailments, or things like that, I mean, I'm actually going to be going to my quantum healing hypnosis lady myself, even though I do quantum healing. I'm going to be going to her this week to help me with my vertigo, everything. You know, I want to cover everything. And what happens is your subconscious mind or super conscious mind, that I am presence that comes through you, or Christ consciousness, whatever you want to call it, whatever name you want to call it, actually heals your problems. You know, heals your health problems, heals your health conditions and your emotions or emotional problems, whatever the heck you have. I've been going to quantum healing hypnotherapists for many years. I've had problems with my eyes where I had recurrent corneal a symptom with the eye, And it was like really dry, and they were telling me, "Oh, you got to go to the hospital. You got to get surgery every year and all this crap." I said, "You know what? I'm going to go to my QHHT hypnotherapist." And it worked. It completely worked. I didn't have to go for surgery or anything. So it's the power within us that we have, but sometimes we don't have ways or no ways to tap into that higher power. So it's just best sometimes to go to a hypnotherapist that can help you connect with that higher power to heal you, put you through a couple past lives, and then actually heal your symptoms. And you'll be amazed at the outcome and the results. It's really powerful stuff. But anyway, you can check out joannajohnson.com if you're into becoming a secure creditor and you want to protect your family. I'm still offering the secure creditor packages and also the trust. I also am offering the do-it-yourself trust. If you don't want your trust set up or done for you can actually fill it in yourself. Not a problem. And that's pretty much it. And I'll be back on tomorrow. So Monday through Wednesday, just tune in for truth information, and information that is not out there, is not available out there anymore in the mainstream or even on YouTube. So all the underground stuff I'm going to be sharing with